is VOA News.
I'm Laurel Bowman.
Fighting in Sudan's capital Khartoum enters a second week as gunfire shatters a temporary truce. It's the latest battle between forces of rival generals that have already left hundreds dead and thousands wounded in the northeast African country. Access to the abortion pill has been preserved by the U.S. Supreme Court for now. The AP's Lisa Dwyer has more.
The Supreme Court has preserved access to a drug used in the most common method of abortion, rejecting lower court restrictions while a lawsuit continues. The justices granted emergency requests from the Biden administration and New York-based Danco Laboratories, the maker of the drug mifepristone. They are appealing a lower court ruling that would roll back the Food and Drug Administration's approval of the drug. The drug has been approved for use in the U.S. since 2000, and more than 5 million people have used it. Mifepristone is used in combination with a second drug, misoprostol, in more than half of all abortions in the U.S. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva meets with Portugal's leader on his first European trip since taking office, which comes amid a row with the West over his recent comments on the Ukraine war. Argentine President Alberto Fernandez surprisingly announces that he will not stand for re-election in October's vote, deepening uncertainty in the crisis-racked country. This year's Shanghai Auto Show signals the end of the petrol motor era in China as domestic electric vehicle brands drive change across the sector and leave foreign companies in the dust. That's according to analysts and industry insiders. For more news, check out voanews.com. This is VOA News. In the U.S., the administration of U.S. President Joe Biden continues putting together options for a possible U.S. embassy evacuation in Sudan while warning other Americans. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Defense Chief Lloyd Austin says the Pentagon's working on plans and has sent troops to the area just to be ready.
If we are called on to do something, and we haven't been called on to do anything yet.
For now, there are no plans for a broader pullout of the potentially thousands of other U.S. citizens in Sudan.
Americans should have no expectation of a U.S. government-coordinated evacuation at this time.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. has been warning Americans for months to stay away from Sudan.
It's absolutely imperative that U.S. citizens in Sudan make their own arrangements to stay safe in these difficult circumstances.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
A former Marine who helped smuggle drugs for years from Mexico into the U.S. and even tried to get a song written about his exploits has been sentenced to 12 years in federal prison. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
26-year-old Roberto Salazar II of San Diego was sentenced for importing fentanyl and for a conspiracy to distribute heroin, methamphetamine, cocaine, and fentanyl. Prosecutors say that before and while Salazar was stationed at Marine Corps Air Station Miramar, he and couriers arranged to have cars driven from Mexico into the U.S. with drugs hidden in the engine compartments. Authorities say the scheme began around 2015 and that Salazar was arrested last year. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. President Joe Biden has signed an executive order that would create the White House Office of Environmental Justice. VOA's Marissa Melton has more.
The White House says the Democratic administration wants to ensure poverty, race, and ethnic status don't lead to worse exposure to pollution and environmental harm.
Environmental justice will be the mission of the entire government, woven directly into how we work with state, local, tribal, and territorial governments.
President Biden also wants to draw a contrast between his agenda and that of Republicans. GOP lawmakers have called for less regulation of oil production to lower energy prices. The Biden administration says the GOP's policies would surrender the renewable energy sector to the Chinese. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
And the world's glaciers melted at dramatic speed last year, the United Nations says, as climate change indicators once again hit record highs. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.